and the house of Israel called the name thereof manna. And it was like coriander seed, white, and the taste of it was like wafers made with honey. And the people went about and gathered it, and ground it in mills, or beat it in a mortar, and baked it in pans, and made cakes of it. And the taste of it was as the taste of fresh oil. Then Saul said to Jonathan, "Tell me what thou hast done." And Jonathan told him, and said, "I did but taste a little honey with the end of the rod that was in mine hand, and lo, I must die." And when all the people came to cause David to eat meat while it was yet day, David sware, saying, "So do God to me, and more also, if I taste bread, or aught else, till the sun be down. I am this day 80 years old, and can I discern between good and evil? Can thy servant taste what I eat or what I drink? Can I hear any more the voice of singing men and singing women? Wherefore then should thy servant be yet a burden unto my lord the king? Can that which is unsavory be eaten without salt? Or is there any taste in the white of an egg? Is there iniquity in my tongue? Cannot my taste discern perverse things? Doth not the ear try words, and the mouth taste his meat? O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. My son, eat thou honey because it is good, and the honeycomb which is sweet to thy taste. As the apple tree among the trees of the wood, so is my beloved among the sons. I sat down under his shadow with great delight, and his fruit was sweet to my taste. Moab hath been at ease from his youth, and he hath settled on his lees, and hath not been emptied from vessel to vessel, neither hath he gone into captivity. Therefore his taste remained in him, and his scent is not changed. And he caused it to be proclaimed and published through Nineveh by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying, Let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock, taste anything. Let them not feed nor drink water. Verily I say unto you, there be some standing here which shall not taste of death, till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. And he said unto them, Verily I say unto you, that there be some of them that stand here which shall not taste of death, till they have seen the kingdom of God come with power. But I tell you of a truth, there be some standing here which shall not taste of death, till they see the kingdom of God. For I say unto you that none of those men which were bidden shall taste of my supper. Then said the Jews unto him, Now we know that thou hast a devil. Abraham is dead and the prophets. And thou sayest, If a man keep my saying, he shall never taste of death. Touch not, taste not, handle not. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man.